This is Mindful Medicine with Dr. Holly Lucille on Radio MD.
Radio MD.
Here's Melanie Cole.
Well, you might be surprised. You hear about chia seeds and you hear about all of these different things, but you might be surprised about some of the benefits of hemp. My guest, of course, Dr. Holly Lucille, does the show with me every Tuesday so the two of us can go over some of the great information that's out there in the health world and the complementary health world. So, Dr. Holly, what about hemp? What are we finding out about it?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's, you know, claiming its rank in the superfood category. We certainly hear about it all over the news for the legalities or the non-legalities or from state to state, what's going on regarding the medicinal aspects. But this has been one of the, I mean, it's the oldest cultivated, one of the oldest cultivated plants known, and also one of the world's most versatile. Now, you can use hemp from anything from fabric to fuel to making paper, building material even. And, of course, we're going to talk about it mostly being a food. It's
being a food.
Loaded.
Now, I do have a hemp shirt. I have one that I bought because, you know, at Grateful Dead concerts, they sell that kind of stuff. But first, before we start about it being a food, I want to ask you, why is it illegal to be grown in some? Is it pot? Is it part of the marijuana plant? Tell us what hemp is.
So hemp is actually, although growing hemp is restricted in the United States, it is. Purchasing and eating hemp food products like seeds or the oil is perfectly legal. Okay, so yes, growing hemp is, it's a member of that plant genus cannabis. Okay, so it can't be grown in some parts of the United States. It is restricted, but that the seed or the oil as food product, it has none of those psychoactive potentials. Okay, so completely separate those two for sure.
Okay, so it doesn't. And if you were to eat hemp seeds and put them on your smoothie or to put them on your salad or do any of those things, and then you went and took a drug test, there's not going to be any ill effects.
No, not at all. No, and you should actually eat it. It's loaded with protein. I mean, and guess what? It's a complete protein. All 20 amino acids, including the 10 essential amino acids our bodies can't produce, it is full of them. Like 1 ounce of hemp seeds packs in about 10 grams of protein. That's, I mean, amazing. It's, I mean, certainly for vegans, it's a great way to get plant-based protein.
Okay, so what do we do with it, and what areas, what do we find it in besides the little bag with the seeds?
Well, you know, pretty much, like I said, there's the hemp oil. So it's like, because those hemp seeds, they're also very, very rich in omega-3, omega-6 fatty acids, and so great, you can find them in straight hemp oil. So you can drizzle it on your broccoli, you can drizzle it on a salad, you can use it that way. Or the seeds, I mean, Melanie, you can put them in a smoothie, you can put them on top of yogurt, you can put them in your oatmeal, you can sprinkle them on your salad. Use them just like flax seeds, like sunflower seeds. They're just great medicinal seeds.
Okay, so we hear about flax. We hear, because I'm glad you brought that up, we hear about chia. And then on the same little shelf at Whole Foods, there's chia, flax, and hemp. Which one, why, and are they similar with the omega-3s and adding fiber and some protein?
I mean, it'd be like blueberry, raspberry, and blackberry, okay? It's basically, seriously, they're full. They're plant sources of omega-3 and, now, omega-3s, mostly flaxseed omega-3s solely. Now, hemp has omega-3s and omega-6 fatty acids, okay? And you need both of them. You know, I always make sure people understand that because we hear about omega-3s all the time. Omega-3s are anti-inflammatory. Omega-3s are anti-inflammatory. But guess what? You overdo your omega-3s, you get out of balance with your whole omega profile. It's the same thing with HDL and LDL. There's no real bad cholesterol. It just needs to be in balance with each other, with your lipid profile. You get too much omega-3 because you're you got salmon on board, you got flax seeds on board, you got your flax oil, you got your fish oil, you got all that stuff because you think it's good, 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 good. You get omega-3 toxic, and guess what? Painful joints can happen, a foggy brain, so foggy thinking happens. Very common symptoms. I pull people off the mega doses of omega-3, and those symptoms abate. So this does have omega-3 and omega-6 because we want that. It's fine. So, but when you're talking about flax seeds, when you're talking about chia seeds, when you're talking about hemp seeds, go ahead, you know, mix it up, buy some locally, they're organic on sale. Get the other ones the next week. You're going to get great benefits from fiber, from omega-3s, from omega-6s, and plenty of protein.
So how much? I mean, because if we're adding it as fiber, if we're adding it, I'm never sure, because I read something somewhere where you sprinkle chia seeds on your smoothie and you sprinkle chia seeds on your salad or you add it into something else, that that's just a little bit too much. Is there that same thing with hemp or flax? Should we be sprinkling it on every damn thing? Is too much too much?
Yeah, well, I think it's a great point. Like I said, you can use the oil and drizzle it over your salad. Add hemp seeds to your salads, your yogurt, all of that great stuff. What we still have to keep in mind is the caloric content. I mean, especially if, I mean, I think calories, you know, Melanie, I don't know about you, but I think there was an era where we sort of forgot about the calorie because we were talking about, well, this is a food plan or this is a lifestyle or, you know, we're just talking about the medicinal benefits of things. But we've got to bring back the calorie, I think, because I even myself, I eat a superbly just nutrient-rich diet. And just sometimes I eat too much, right? Like, I'm over, heading up to 50. Really, my metabolism is right in line, I think, with probably if you'd look back. And so from a caloric content, yes, because we're talking about a great food that is full of macronutrients, proteins, great fats. It's also high in vitamin E. They're going to have some calories there. And so certainly that's going to be something that you keep in mind as far as the portion and the frequency.
Well, I agree, because you can overdo it. And I myself like to really, really eat healthy as well. And I've thought about adding those things in. Now, for kids, is there any issue where hemp is concerned for kids? Because I've added chia seeds. Now, my son did ask me to stop adding chia seeds to his smoothies because it was making him have to poop at school.
Oh,
and
okay.
He did not want to poop at school. So is hemp going to do the same thing?
I don't think so, no. You know, one of the favorite ways that kids have gotten hemp in is actually making organic chocolate bars with hemp seeds in them. That's pretty darn fun. And that's, you know, it just a little bit, a little square goes a long way. But it's superb for the children. And no, they're not going to have any problems whatsoever. Your son, valid argument there. That's, you know, all sorts of things really contribute to how we make decisions about what we eat. But I think that's a good one.
Oh, well, you know, we're a poop family. We talk about it. We check it out. It's a big, but as you talk about gut health and intestinal health, and we just feel like if things are moving through like they're supposed to, everything's going like it's supposed to, that we're all just better off. So we really love to do that and talk about that stuff, but that's just us. You have about a little less than 1 minute. So wrap up the hemp and add in a little of that whole chia and flax thing of all of them together.
Well, here you go. I think seeds are really one of the most lovely superfoods, and I'll tell you why. They're convenient. You can grab and go. You want to talk about convenience foods? Make convenience foods that in your life that are nutritious. And seeds, whether you're talking about pumpkin seeds, sunflower seeds, chia seeds, flax seeds, hemp seeds, you know, store them in the refrigerator or the freezer because they are full of those great fats, and go ahead, have fun with them. Make them a variety. Change it up every week. See what's on sale. See what's local. See what's organic. Grab and go. They're full of macronutrients and micronutrients, such as magnesium, and they are by far the best, I think, convenient superfoods. Seeds.
They are just rocking for you, and I love talking about them with you. And stay tuned next Tuesday. We will be talking again with Dr. Holly Lucille right here on Melanie Cole's Health Radio Show and Mindful Medicine and Train Your Body. And we have so many great shows. So come on back, join us, share these shows with your friends, because that's how we all learn together. Thanks for listening, and stay well.